Your hometown news station, AM 1300, KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and it is time to welcome to the airwaves Brian Hanif with CG Public Health, Cerro Gordo County Department of Public Health. And Brian, happy Tuesday to you.
Yeah, good morning. Happy to be here, as always.
Oh, man, here we are. We're charging into spring. The weather seems colder than that, but that's okay. We'll kind of get through that all right. But we've been doing this now for several months, actually. And I know I've had several people that have said how much they enjoy just getting that regular update on what's happening through the health department. And we always start with just that right there. What's the latest news this week and what people can expect from the vaccination standpoint, first of all?
Yeah, vaccination standpoint is we've got about 400 primary doses that we'll be administering on Friday. We also have about 420 boost doses that we're passing out to people who've already been through. I think the real message that we've got here today is I'm looking online right now, and there's slots and appointments open throughout the entire day on Friday. If people haven't already gotten signed up, they can still do it. There is literally, it's simple, it's fast, it's easy, and honestly, we don't want to have doses left over. So I'm kind of putting out that plea to everyone. It's time, and it's available, and people can just go and sign up, and these will be all Moderna vaccines. Again, we know from last week that all of the Johnson & Johnson vaccines have been basically kept in the freezer for a while until they get that all sorted out. So, yeah, we've got lots of openings, and I really want to stress to people, working through the vaccine process is definitely a good way to make sure that you can kind of go back to having some sense of relief knowing that you're otherwise protected for at least serious illness from COVID.
Now, I know one of the things that you got to be facing too right now is that with it open to anyone who can get the shot now is that more of this population is working and that freedom to be able to get away from work. And I would guess that the employers would probably be pretty flexible in letting people go get a vaccination shot, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we think that a lot of employers have been flexible. We know that maybe there are some employers who don't have that luxury. And so looking at having a clinic here in the near future that would be held in the evening hours or, we've done some on the weekends. But a lot of that focus has been on our 1B population. And so we're looking at a few things. We're looking at doing that. We're looking at possibly a walk-in clinic where people don't have to have a registration time slot. They can just come in at their leisure. Trying to make sure that we make ourselves as available as possible. Now, I would also stress that, we have other partners who are providing vaccines and, our pharmacies throughout the community are providing vaccines. So if there's not a time slot that's available for people, by all means, look around and see about getting in after hours, maybe through the Hy-Vee pharmacies, or I know that Walmarts are also hosting vaccines. I don't know the specific dates when they have those available, but it's worth a shot to at least give a call and see what they've got to say and what they've got to offer.
I think it was 2 weeks ago the governor was talking about a 24-hour session that they held. I think it was in Cedar Rapids, and thought that that might be something to encourage other areas of the state to look at. Is that something you've thought any at all about?
No, we haven't talked about a 24-hour clinic or at least like a 12-hour, 7-to-7 kind of thing. They definitely have a larger population, and we know that like Polk County is still taking pretty much every vaccine they can, and they're filling all their slots. We're just not at that point. Last week we had several dozen slots that went unspoken for. So, again, I want to really stress that, number one, that it's available. Number two, I also want to point out that I know that there are schools in our area that are dealing with significant spread right now of COVID. And so it is still in our community. It is still out there. And so people do need to pay attention. Not only should they be paying attention, but also following along with the standard guidelines, especially those people who haven't been vaccinated. But, you know, everybody should still be wearing their masks. People should not get laxed on their social or physical distancing. People should be staying home if they're not feeling well. People should still take advantage of the testing systems that are out there to go in and get tested if you're otherwise symptomatic or have been exposed. Again, there's quite a few exposures that are happening in the school, so people do need to pay attention, and people especially a lot of those kids that might be 17 or 18 years old who haven't gotten the vaccine yet, who might be looking at prom coming up. And so I do have a daughter in that age range, so we've had conversations about that.
Again, they can get vaccinated for, what is it? Is it 16 years old and up? Is that what it is?
Yeah, 16 and up for Pfizer vaccine. And unfortunately, we just have Moderna right now that is part of our prime dose package. There's still Pfizer that might be available out there. It's just that we don't have it. So those younger people who are 16, 17 years old, keep an eye out for the Pfizer vaccine. See about obtaining that. Most likely it's going to be coming from a pharmacy, because I know that at least the Department of Public Health right now has not been receiving Pfizer. We've had a couple of weeks where we received allocations, but we have not received it in recent weeks.
And Moderna is 18 and up, correct?
Yeah, correct. Johnson & Johnson and Moderna are both 18 and up, and obviously Johnson & Johnson's we're keeping that in the freezer. We're not administering that right now.
Outstanding information. Again, this week, there's a lot left. We've made the strides. Are we in sight of that finish line yet? Where do you think we're at?
I don't think we're anywhere near the finish line. I think this is going to be a marathon rather than a sprint. And I know we've been running the marathon for a year and a half, but I think the efforts that local public health agencies need to make in order to try to get to those people who I otherwise refer to as fence sitters, they're just not sure if they want to get the vaccine. Maybe they're not comfortable with the information. They haven't seen enough data yet. But, it's going to be those people we would really like to see get in the door. There's people who just choose that they don't want to get the vaccine, and I think that's unfortunate. It's going to be critical for us to really keep this or get this completely under control unless we get a larger percentage of our population that have been vaccinated.
So there's always that challenge then. I know you've got plenty of information available through your website and through your office to help people try to make those decisions.
Yeah, we've got lots of great information there. People can also check out the CDC's website. You know, I'm looking here at the, you know, we've given out literally millions of doses around Iowa, the Midwest, and the country. And the data is now, I think, substantial in respect to the fact that it is a safe and extremely effective at keeping people from coming down with significant or severe symptoms from COVID if they are exposed. Again, the vaccine is not going to prevent all illness, but it is going to minimize any potential for major issues where it may put someone in the hospital. Again, even those people who've gotten the second dose and have gotten through the 14-day period, after that second dose, I mean, the percent chance for people to get sick again is like 0.05%. I mean, very, very low percentages. So people should feel very good once they get past that 14 days that it's extremely unlikely that they'll get COVID again. And even if they do, it'll be mild symptoms, and may put people in bed for a couple of days, but it's certainly not going to put them in the hospital. So there are reasons to get it, and it does make sense. And so it's just me trying to pass that information along the best as I can.
Brian, why don't you tell everybody where they can get that info? Again, your website is...
Yeah, people can go to cghealth.com. Some more great information. We've got information there all the time. That's where people can also get signed up for any slots that are available on Friday. Again, we got slots from 9:30 a.m. until 2:20 in the afternoon. And then people can go to coronavirus.iowa.gov. That's where the state manages a lot of their general information. And then people, if they really want to find out a lot of the science and good information, they can go to the CDC, Center for Disease Control and Prevention website for all the latest and greatest information there as well.
Brian, anything else you need to touch on today you want people to find out about?
Yeah, I'll just reiterate, if people couldn't please, we would love to fill up all our slots on Friday. It makes our volunteers extremely happy that they've got a full house. Please go online, sign up, and we hope to see people there on Friday.
Fantastic. You really do have a great group of volunteers, too. I know it's, and you've got a great number of them that have really devoted a lot of time to this effort.
Amazing community response. I'll just say that from top to bottom, everybody in our community should feel proud of the effort that has been put forth in this response. It truly is about the whole community coming together to make this response happen. And I can't thank the volunteers enough for everything that they've done.
I can tell you I'm proud. You bet. Nice job.
All right. Hey, thank you, Tim. Appreciate your time.
Hey, have a great one. See you later.
Mm-hmm. Bye now.
Take care. That is Brian Hanef with us from CG Health in Mason City. And we'll continue to get you the information every Tuesday morning on KGLO AM 1300 and online at KGLOAM.com. We'll do that 7:30 Tuesday mornings right here.